This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah. There you go, Ben. What's happening, everybody?
Hey, Ben.
Happy Friday to all of you. Happy Football Friday. Yes, happy Football Friday to you, Ben. Happy Football Friday to you, Seth C. Payne.
Oh, I feel like Tank Dell. Not after he got shot, but after he got his ribs injured.
I just realized that now.
That I'm trying to speak with projection. I had a little bit of a fall last night because apparently I'm an elderly old man now. And I hit my ribs, and my God.
That's rib injuries, bruised ribs, underrated.
Yeah. And I don't even know if they're bruised. I haven't lifted my shirt yet.
To see what it looks like?
Yeah.
To look at the damage?
I don't want
to
look. I just want to make it through the show, and then we'll deal with it
later. Okay, okay.
And for religious reasons,
yeah.
Modesty.
I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear you.
I can't be looking at my sculpted frame in the mirror lest I tempt myself. Yes,
you're down to what now? Weight wise,
I'm down to elderly old man. I fall in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's
age.
True.
That's where
true.
I am.
Well, you texted me this morning about this, and you said the magic words that I wish I could say sometimes. I forgot to eat yesterday.
Yeah, I had the old. 1-2 combo that I've done before and didn't learn my lesson from. Sometimes I forget to eat, and then I do like an hour of cardio, and then I'm like, I'm still not hungry. I'll just go to bed, and then I wake up dizzy and fall down.
So you hit the floor, huh?
I hit the floor hard. Man. I passed out.
Okay,
and I think at least a couple times.
Okay,
and it was weird. And Brandy's not here, so I did in that middle of the night have kind of that moment of like, well. This is how it all ends.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not calling an ambulance.
All right.
So I, because I've been through this before. I know what it is. So I got some fluids and some calories in me. But I ended up passing out three times. And
three times?
Yeah, and I think I hit my
you
head
didn't tell
at least
me three
twice.
Times.
I'm pretty sure it was three. But I was also, I had just finished watching the Menendez brothers. So I was kind of.
Well, that'll help.
I didn't know for sure whether I, in my mind, I had it that somebody was sneaking in and cold cocking me. That somebody
this sounds like a nightmare.
Somebody was plotting to get me, and I because I didn't quite grasp that I had passed out. I thought they're like, "Oh, this is odd," but I'm so tired. I'm going to go back to sleep.
This is.
I
new,
just hope it's not somebody that's snuck in.
This is new territory for doing the show.
I might
concussed.
We might need to have Spillane just come in just to be at the ready in case.
On the warming up in the bully.
Yeah,
warming up in the bullpen.
I feel all right. Do I make sense?
So far, so good, man.
Other than my
2 minutes and 50 seconds
memory of how many times
I've
passed
out. You're fine. You're good.
But I think I hit something. My side hurts so much.
Yeah.
I'm in so much pain, but I think it's just a bruise. We'll be good. Let's go. Game week.
You don't carry any painkillers or anything around.
Hell no.
Yeah.
No. Because I've taken them all. But no. Why, you got any?
Somas. Anyway, Somas.
No, I unlike Joe Mixon, I'm going to show up and work.
Attaboy.
Unless Joe Mixon practices today.
Yeah. Joe. Well, that's a big one. That's a big storyline today. I was looking at the, and welcome in everybody on a Football Friday. It's a big
Bienvenue.
Football Friday, man. This is a bienvenue à toi. This is a big weekend. This is a big game. I was doing the thing that I do every Thursday where I'm like, all right, let's stack the NFL schedule this week like I would a wrestling card. Here's the undercard. And we'll do that later in the show. And as I'm going through it, I'm like, the best game on the schedule, like if I was a big fan of football, but I didn't have a dog in the fight, and I was coming in this weekend, I said, I got to watch one game. It would be Buffalo at Houston. It would be the Bills and the Texans.
It feels so much like a primetime game.
In terms of the quality of the teams, the aspiration of the two teams. Obviously, there's plenty of teams think they can win a Super Bowl. If I had to guess, this is a battle of the two teams that are highest up on the odds board playing each other this week. And the Bills are like 2 or 3. The Texans are 5 or 6. And yet this thing is buried amongst like 8 other games at noon.
Well, except that it is on the coverage map, almost the entire nation.
The whole nation.
Other than the Mid-Atlantic and that Skol area, the Vikings area. Who somehow hate us for some reason. I don't know.
I'm probably half responsible
for
that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot that you invited all that hate. So, yeah, it feels like a primetime game in which the majority of the nation, geographically at least, according to the coverage map, is going to be, if they're watching CBS at noon on Sunday, they're going to be watching the Texans play.
Yeah.
And the Texans are a team that understands that they haven't played up to their expectations or the expectations of others. Like, they're not that they care about the expectations of others, but they've got high goals, and they haven't played that way. So, and the Bills are coming off of a clunker against the Ravens. I think it's two teams that can be as scrappy and as hungry as they could be while still 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they're both two teams that feel like they haven't really clicked completely and totally over the first four games the way they'd like to. Although the Bills have had a couple more instances of definitive wins.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The Texans, I think the Texans have yet to have a game where they feel that way. The Bills, the Bills can at least hang their hat on the Miami game where they, you know, they squash Tua.
Yeah.
And then the big one would be that Jacksonville game where they just, they stopped scoring when they decided to stop scoring in that game.
Yeah, they did. Versus bad opponents or opponents that you think are going to be bad, they
destroyed them.
They rolled over them.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's the difference with the Texans. Texans have turned games that should have been decisive on paper, and they've made them way, way closer.
Way closer.
And it is. It's
silly mistakes.
So much of it's self-inflicted in terms of not just the penalties, but the special teams errors.
Yes.
Those have been huge. They've just been monstrous special teams errors.
Yep.
And it's things that you don't expect out of, frankly, a D'Amico Ryans coach team.
Or a Frank Ross coach team.
That's what's so troubling about all of it is that I don't expect the D'Amico Ryans team to be executing things poorly, just looking sloppy, all these things, and it's the offensive line more so than anybody else, but their sloppiness abounds.
Let me ask you this question I just saw. This is from 13 hours ago on the text page. I love coming in and seeing the crumbs from the night before on the text page. They're fun sometimes. But I think this is a good question. If we're just talking about perception, if the Texans lose a close barn burner type of game, does that still prove the Texans are a top team in the AFC?
I don't think it proves anything. Honestly, I'm not trying to get out of answering this question. We don't know who anybody is right now. We sure as hell don't know who the Bills are. The Bills looked like gangbusters and then looked like nothings against the Ravens.
Yeah.
And that's just where we are with this particular NFL season. Offensives haven't gotten going. I think the fact that the Texans have won those games, well, let's say even if they were 1-3 right now, it's so obvious to be able to point to two things. One, the self-inflicted wounds, and two, a complete and total inability to dependably run the football when teams are giving you every opportunity to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the old, I mean, I know people love to act like cover two is a brand new thing this year, but that's usually the teams that can stop the run while playing cover two, those are elite defenses. You only see that out of elite defenses. And now the Texans have turned it to, since week one, pretty much anybody, that's the antidote. Just play cover two, take away the deep ball, and the Texans aren't going to be able to reliably run the ball until maybe the last drive of the game.
Yeah.
So that's what's got to get right. And I know it feels stupid and old school, but that's the way this season is. Mm-hmm. teams are playing old school in a lot of ways, and the pendulum swings back, especially with the Texans. They face more cover two than anybody else in the league, and they got to be able to take advantage of that. They got to be able to take advantage of the short game. They got to be able to run the football. And depending on how they win this game versus the Bills, if it's close but it's not sloppy, and if it's close but they run the ball successfully, they look like a competent offense, then yeah, I'll feel like, okay, this team's headed in the right direction.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, and you got New England coming up the following week. If you lose this one, that could be a get-well game for you. So yeah, I'm not, this I will promise. To the audience, to you, to anybody listening, I will promise this. Unlike the first four games, unlike the first three wins, where it felt like after each of the wins in the post-game show, when you and I would come in on Monday, that it was a big yeah, but.
Yeah.
After all three wins.
Yeah,
you know, they beat the Colts, but they allowed all these big chunk plays and a block punt to leave them in the game. Yeah, they beat the Bears, but... Man, if Cam Akers just scores that touchdown, then they don't commit 12 penalties. We're laughing in this game. Yeah, they beat the Jags, but they had to do it on a last-minute drive, and they committed 12 penalties again, that kind of thing. This I will promise. I don't care how many penalties they commit. I don't care how many turnovers they have. I don't care if there's a botch on special teams. If they beat the Bills,
yeah.
I will come in tomorrow morning, and I will conduct the post-game show, or not tomorrow morning, Monday morning, and Sunday in the postgame, I will be happy regardless.
There will be no game.
There will be no yeah, but
yeah.
For me.
Yeah, because the Bills are...
They're a legit team.
Yeah, they're a legit team. And at this point, I'd say the top half of the league is a Super Bowl contender until things start sorting themselves out.
This season,
out.
You're right about
it
that.
It just feels like that. It's a big old wild card in
the middle of anything. There's no dominant team right
the
now.
The two things that can improve, I think, are the offensive line over the course of the season. I'm not over... like. It's very, very possible. They've made improvements. I feel better about them in pass protection after last week, as long as they're not facing a blitz. Mm-hmm. And I know there's advanced stats out there that show that the Texans are actually good versus the blitz. Stop it. Just stop it with that stuff. And part of the problem is you're keeping seven guys into block, so at times you're picking up the blitz, but you're still not able to utilize a quick passing game. They've had to prop up the offense too much when they're facing blitz. Mm-hmm. So they've got to get better at that. But this week... the Bills don't blitz a lot, and I don't think they're going to change their MO any different than they typically do. Their natural defense is what other teams have been tweaking their defenses to play like.
Mm-hmm.
So other teams have said, okay, we got to play more like the Bills, basically. Now the Texans are facing a team that, this is the actual Bills. This is what everybody else is trying to do versus playing a whole boatload of cover two. So I think that last drive versus Jacksonville was interesting, and I think that maybe some things did click for everybody. partly in just that they didn't shoot themselves in the foot. So it's gonna be a good game. It's gonna be a good game.
Someone said your body might not be optimized to run on ketones.
Ketones.
Okay. Yeah. So missed meals have a major impact on blood sugars.
No, we're good. I'm on top of it. Thanks for the advice, but I'm good.
Okay.
We got it.
Okay.
Thanks.
He said, go slow, man.
Yeah, no, I know. Don't worry about me. I'm very well acquainted with ketones and everything else and managing, yes.
Okay, gotcha.
4%, yes.
Yep.
Thank you, though. Thank you.
It.
Thank
yes.
you for the...
The concern.
Yes, thank you.
That's where it comes from. It comes from concern.
Yes.
Text message, man.
I did an hour of very low-intensity cardio per day for 6 months, teaching my body to selectively or optimize being able
so
to run
good.
Off of fat. Yeah, I've been through multiple bouts and instances of... I know where I am right
okay,
now. Thank
okay.
you, though. Thank
yeah.
you for the... That was a good suggestion.
It comes from a good place.
It's very relevant. It's very relevant.
It comes from a good place.
Don't read me any more of those.
Okay, you got it.
If it involves ketones or anything like that, please
I shall
don't.
Not
or
read
carbs
it.
Or anything like
the,
that.
The messenger is the one who's getting shot here.
Yes, no, it's not. It's fine. It's fine. It was good. It's a very good...
How about this text?
It was a good point to bring up.
Man, I'm very excited about the game on Sunday.
Yes,
how about that text?
Yes. Thank you.
I'm very excited for this game, too, on Sunday. Game you can hear right here on Sports Radio 610. Texans Countdown, 9 a.m. Sunday out at the stadium. Be there. All right. Let's dig into this game. We'll do the six-pack here. The things to watch for in this game, the keys, the big players, the big storylines. We do it right at 6:20 every Friday for the game. The six-pack, we do it coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.